Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about how to comfort others. The woman had recently woken up after a complicated open heart surgery. What was not known at the time was that she was having an allergic reaction. Her whole body was shaking and she was straining against the straps that held her arms down to prevent her from removing the breathing tube. It was painful and frightening for the woman. At first, the medical staff thought she was just being combative. But then an experienced nurse moved to the right side of the bed, reached down, and held the patient's hand. The unexpected, gentle action of the nurse comforted the woman. She began to relax and stop shaking so badly. What she needed most at that moment was not medication. She needed comfort. Everyone listening to this podcast episode has, at one time or another, needed comfort. In life, we go through stress, anguish, fear, grief, and a variety of difficulties. During these hard times, we need comfort. The Bible teaches us God Himself will be our comfort. I love Psalm 34, verse 18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." In the New Testament, Jesus told His followers that He would give them His peace, not the attempted peace the world would offer, but a God-given peace. As we have journeyed through life, you and I have experienced the comfort God can give. We know what it is like to feel His presence. We know the comfort God can give to a weary soul. The Bible also teaches us that we should use the comfort God has given us and comfort others. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." Romans chapter 12, verse 15 reminds us, we are to mourn with those who mourn. Taken together, we begin to realize God wants to use us as His agents of comfort to others. Since we have experience in facing life's challenges, but also have received God's comfort, we should be ready, willing, and available to express this comfort to others. You know, one of my convictions is that in the body of Christ, no one should struggle alone. We are to be there for one another. Sometimes comfort is not found in the words we say. Have you ever thought, "I don't even know what to say"? Comfort is often not received in our words, but more so by our presence. I call this the ministry of presence. It's a ministry to just sit and be with those who are suffering or grieving. The simple act of holding someone's hand, a hug, and a prayer for God's peace can comfort a heart that is hurting. Let's avoid the temptation that we must express the right words. It's in these times that Christians have sometimes made mistakes. We mean well, but what we express isn't always helpful. When someone has received a bad diagnosis from a doctor, don't tell them, "Well, the Bible says all things work together for the good." When someone loses a loved one, don't say, "God needed another flower in His garden." Though we mean well, misplaced words can often actually bring more anguish. We bring comfort to others by being with them. We share in their suffering, their loss, or their distress. Pray for them, sit with them, bring them a hot tea, coffee, or a meal. Run an errand for them. Just be a friend. We bring comfort by sharing how God has sustained us through our hard times. Remind them of God's presence. Encourage them to know that God will never leave them or forsake them. Comfort them with the comfort you have received from God. And here's today's challenge. Who is in your life today that needs comfort? Allow God to use you to be a friend to someone in their time of need. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, let me invite you to help us spread the word and expand the listening audience by sharing today's episode on your social media channels. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.